in the UK. They're expected in court there later after a warrant was issued in London. The pair claim the allegations are unfounded and unwarranted. More gas power plants are going to be built as ministers claim it's the only way to keep the lights on across the UK. The government says that without gas backing up renewables, Britain could face blackouts on days when little energy is produced by solar and wind. The Energy Secretary, Claire Quirtino, is expected to say later, we have to be realistic about our power. But Labour's Shadow Decarbonisation Minister, Sarah Jones, says there's a flaw in the government's plan.
They are being too slow at speeding up our renewable energy, which is what will bring bills down, as well as what will help in terms of climate change.
The competition watchdog says pet owners could be paying too much for medicines or prescriptions. It's launched an investigation into the veterinary industry over concerns owners have a lack of information. The Conservative minister has admitted comments made by a prolific Tory donor were truly awful. It's emerged Frank Hester said former Labour MP Diane Abbott made him want to hate all black women. Energy Minister Graham Stewart thinks it's right he's apologised.
I'm not remotely tempted to try and defend it. He shouldn't have said it. It was half a decade ago in a private meeting, but that doesn't really excuse it. And that's why he's quite right to apologise profoundly, profusely and completely, because those words are not defensible.
A man will become the first person in England and Wales to be sentenced for cyber flashing later. Nicholas Hawkes from Basildon in Essex sent unsolicited images to two people after the Online Safety Act made it an offence. And Airbnb are banning indoor security cameras. They've previously been allowed in areas like living rooms. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Ruth.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHB. AC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, as you can see, very thick cloud, grey at the moment, very, very grey and rainy. But the good thing is it will start to get a little bit brighter and then it will quickly be replaced by thicker cloud again from the west. The showery rain develops again this afternoon. 12 degrees is going to be your high today and it looks much the same for tonight with an overnight low of 10 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
I'm going to be talking to an amazing singer in a minute. We're going to get him on Zoom. Alfie Bowe, we're going to be talking to. Fantastic opera singer. Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. This is the 80s at 8 part. No, it's 90s at 9 part. What am I doing? I'm an hour behind myself. We're going to be speaking to Alfie Bowe in a minute. And the songs we've got lined up for you are Alex Party, Ace of Base and Annie Lennox. Mikey in the morning.
90s at 9.
Treated me bad. Now what can I say? You told me you loved me, but it never felt that way. I tried so hard to carry on, but you left me there alone.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So on the phone right now, I've got Alfie Bow. Have I pronounced your second name Bow correctly, Alfie?
You have, yes, very, very correctly. That's fine.
It's because it's B-O-E, and it was catching me out a little bit, to be honest with you.
How do you pronounce the word toe?
Yeah, that's a very good answer.
There you go. Okay.
Thank you, Alfie. Clearing that up for me. You watch, somebody else will be called Bowie. Right. I'll call them Bo, and they'll go mad about it now. You watch. So, Alfie, you're an opera singer.
I trained as an opera singer, yes. Yeah, I trained as an opera singer at the Royal College of Music and performed in opera houses around Europe and England. And, for a number of years, did a lot of classical roles. And then got a break into musical theatre.
Now, I've mixed with a lot of straightforward singers, like pop singers and what, but I've never sat and spoke to an opera singer. How did you get involved in opera singing?
By coincidence, really. It was where my voice was best suited at the time. You know, I loved classical music. I loved singing opera. And it just felt the right thing to do when I was that age, you know, and I got the opportunity to sing for a company called the Doyley Cart. I did a national tour with those guys and then gained the place at the Royal College of Music to train my voice, to improve it, to get it better and, build a technique, and then started working for opera companies like Scottish Opera, English National Opera, Royal Opera House, Glyndebourne, Welsh National, and then overseas as well. So it was a lot of fun back then. I really, really enjoyed it. And but then when the chance of singing the role of Jean Valjean in Les Miserables came about, that seemed like an opportunity I couldn't miss.
You can hear your voice is very trained, as they say, because it's. You're not got any stress in your voice, because as you know, if you get your voice stressed, it goes higher. But so you're very clearly spoken as well.
Oh, thank you, so much. I think it's just the technique that I've developed over the years and the way that my voice has been trained, really.
So you say I suppose the technique comes into it when you're doing, because you've got a 13-date tour coming up, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
So do you find yourself getting a hoarse voice halfway through? Because it's very, very demanding on the vocal cords, what you do.
It is, but I think you have a technique. So the technique is, if you do feel that your voice is getting hoarse, if you do feel that you're getting a cold or you're finding any element of strain, you know how to rest it. During songs, before songs, in between songs, at the end of songs, you know how to use the technique, use the training that you have to take the stress off the voice. Also, but your lifestyle has to do that as well. You can't then go out and party. You have to get your sleep and eat correctly and not drink too much alcohol or anything like that. So, but also I building up the stamina is another thing that you have to do as a singer. You know, having the stamina to sing for long periods of time. It's like athletes being able to run a marathon. They have the stamina to do it. That's the same for a singer. It's just using muscles.
Because how long are you on stage each night?
My show will be, it's a 2.5-hour show.
Wow. Yeah. That takes some. I can imagine you're exhausted when you come off stage.
Yeah, definitely know I've worked. So it's a good feeling. It's a real good feeling to feel that you've really accomplished something and given the audience a wonderful evening.
So you've got 13 dates. It starts off at the Ipswich Regent.
That's right, yeah.
And I was told you're finishing at the Theatre Royal in Drury Lane.
I am. I'll be there. I'll be my London date at the Theatre Royal. That'll be a fun night. We'll pull out all the stops for that performance as well. And it'll be a great tour. You know, wherever we are on tour, we always have a good time and do our best.
So your last album was Open Arms, a symphonic songbook. Is that right?
That's right, yeah, that's correct.
And you merged rock with opera.
Well, with a symphony orchestra, yeah. So it's sort of, yeah. It's, but you know, it's the two elements really complement each other. You know, the classical structure of an orchestral melody and the pop melodies, the rock melodies, the beautiful ballads that they are. When they come together, it just opens up this brand new blossoming world of music, and I love it. I love it. I love the sound that we create. It's incredible.
Now, I've often wondered this about singers, because that's a completely different arrangement for the orchestra.
Yeah, I mean, it's arrangements are written to complement the song that they're accompanying. But the versatility of the players is pretty quality, because they can play that contemporary style even on a classical instrument as the violin or cello or whatever it is. They know how to adapt for that particular song or style of music, and the structure of the arrangements are complementary to the classical world and also to the rock, to the contemporary world that we're presenting.
So is that something that you get involved with as well, the arrangements, or do you just let your musical man get on with that?
No, it's important that I have a say in arrangements. You know, I'll tell my producer that I let's try this here instead of that, or let's bring out that a bit more, or I like this element and maybe we could add something in like that, some brass elements, whatever. And so it is important that we work as a team and have those artistic views.
So when you do these concerts, is it like because I don't know anything about an opera concert as such, is it an amplified thing that you do, or is it all projection with your voice like it used to be years ago?
Yeah, I mean, there's moments in the show where I've stood at the front of the stage and I'll sing a classical song and I'll do it without a microphone and say, this is how I used to perform, and fill out the room like that. But this particular show is a very lively, upbeat, up-tempo, contemporary performance with just a storyboard of music that's touched my life from beginning to end, from songs that I listened to as a kid, songs that my dad used to sing, songs from his record collection, my musical theatre world, the classical world. It's a whole array of styles. But all combined and all connected with the power of my voice and the band that I work with.
Alfie, I could carry on talking to you all day. You're a fascinating man. You've got a fascinating history. And you've got 13 dates to try and get under your belt.
Absolutely. It'll be fun, though. Please try and come and see the show if you can.
I would love to. I really would. So you're in the Ipswich region on May the 30th. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
And your date, most of the dates are in June, I can see here.
They are.
Your last date is Monday the 17th of June at the Theatre Royal in Drury Lane.
That's right.
That's going to be a humdinger. You know that's going to be a biggie.
Absolutely.
Alfie, thank you so much for coming on with us this morning.
Thank you so much. It's lovely to talk to you. Have a good day.
90s at 9.
When she woke up late in the morning light, and the day I
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. What an interesting man. So it's 9:18 then on Tuesday, 12th of March. You've just heard, what have I played you so far? Let's have a look. Alex Party, Don't Give Me Your Life. And Ace of Base, All That She Wants. We've got Annie Lennox and also Basement Jacks on the way next. And we continue the 90s.
90s at 9.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The sweetest thing, yeah.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's exactly 9.28. Basement Jack's there, Red Alert. We've got the Bee Gees and Alone on the way next after some travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, everything seems to be chock-a-block still. Wilson's Corner, very slow. Ongar Road is slow from Doddinghurst Road roundabout down to Wilson's Corner and back again to Doddinghurst Road roundabout. Shenfield Road is quite slow from Middleton Road down to Wilson's Corner. The other direction seems to be okay. Ingrave Road is slow from Orchard Avenue Button roundabout, just opposite the train overpass area. From there, up to Wilson's Corner and back to Shenfield Common. Traffic lights is quite slow as well. Everything looks hunky-dory outside Brentwood Station. There's still a queue on London Road from the London Road Cemetery up to the King's Road traffic lights. The other direction seems to be okay. And also Hutton Road seems to be quite slow as well, from the Priest's Lane roundabout across to Alexander Lane roundabout and back. Everything else in Brentwood seems to be fine. Now, over in Billericay, the A176 is still very slow from the Langdon Road roundabout up to the Sun Street, Chapel Street roundabout and across to the bottom of the High Street. And now the High Street's quite slow as well from the Norsey Road junction down to the bottom of the High Street, the Langdon Road roundabout, and back again. It seems to be very slow there. Norsey Road as well, because of the roadwork, seems to be quite slow from Horace Road down to the junction with the High Street. The other direction doesn't seem to be too bad. Now, the QE2 bridge is closed due to a police incident on the QE2 bridge itself. The slow traffic on the M25 is from just before junction 28, the A12, and on the A13 as you approach the M25. A contraflow has been put in place for the clockwise carriageway to use the anti-clockwise carriageway to continue their journey into Kent. I'd leave it for a while if I was you. Don't go down there. M11 London bound, it's slow from junction 6, the M25, to junction 4, the A406. M25 anti-clockwise is slow from just before junction 29, the A127, and that goes to just after junction 28, the A12. On the A12 London bound, it's slow between junction 20 Hatfield Peveril and junction 19 Boreham Interchange. And again, London bound A12 is slow between junction 17 Howell Green and junction 15 Three Mile Hill. Eastbound on the A127, there's slow traffic between Rayleigh Weir and Progress Road. London bound A12 is slow between junction 19 Boreham Interchange and junction 18 Sandon. Northbound A12, slow traffic between junction 17 Howell Green and junction 19 Boreham Interchange. London bound on the A127, it's slow between Kent Elms Corner and Progress Road. And on Canvey Island itself, there's slow traffic on Somms Avenue. That's between Central Wall Road and Canvey Way. London bound A127 is slow between the halfway house A128 and the M25 junction 29. And on the A12 London bound, it's slow on the Brentwood bypass still from junction 12 Shenfield to junction 11 the M25. Westbound A13 is slow as well. Slow traffic from the Stifford interchange towards the M25 at junction 30. And that's your lot. That's all I can see. As always, if you can see a problem and I'm not talking about it, call me and tell me. Oh no, this has just flashed up in front of me as well. The A128 is very slow from the junction with the A127 right up to Herongate and Ingrave Cricket Club. Very slow, that whole section coming into Brentwood. Going out doesn't seem to be too bad. And that's it. That really is all I can see. But if you can see a problem and I'm not talking about it, call me and tell me. 01277 2030 32, the number is. And don't forget, if you're in your car, don't touch your phone while the engine's running. It is illegal. You will get caught. It's just a matter of time. We've got another traffic update for you in about 60 minutes.
Phoenix FM.
I Events guide sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So taking place on Monday the 18th of March, it's Botanist or Not, Plant Origins, History and Cultivation. It's taking place at the Chantry Centre in Chantry Way, Billericay, and it's a talk by Jacqueline Aviolette, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society from 8pm through till 10pm. Only going to cost you £3 to get in. Visitors are welcome. And if you need any more details about this, just go to phoenixfm.com and look at the local events guide.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Is the way I walk. Her dog's talking to me, but she's out of reach. She's got a body under that shirt, but all she wants to do is rub my face in the dirt. 'Cause I can dance, I can talk. Only thing about me is the way I walk.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 9:45, quarter to 10. Bit of Genesis there and I Can't Dance. We've got Nick Berry on the way next when we continue the 90s.
90s at 9.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Hi, join me, Joan Bailey, on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away.
a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Stay in my memory.
Ricky's Decades Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM on a wonderful Tuesday morning. So the interviews we've got on Phoenix today, just after 10, we're going to be chatting to musicians J-Cass and Pagina about their new release. And also with our lovely Jo on Drive Time, she's going to be chatting to Sally Sykes and Karen Cole from Essex Business Partnerships. He'll be joined by Leanne Reason of Brooklyn Interiors.
Worship. But then my chance to get to heaven's land. Oh, I used to worry about the future, but then I threw my caution to the wind. I had no reason to be carefree. No, no, no. Until I took a trip to the other side of town.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know I heard that boogie rhythm. Hey, I had no choice but to get down, 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 down.
Dance.
Woo. Nothing left for me to do but dance. Got candy in my ears tonight, big bet. Ooh, I feel the thunder, see the lightning. I know this anger is heaven sent. So I've got to hang out on my hang-ups. Cause on the boogie I feel so hell-bent. Hey, hey, it's just an instant gut reaction that I get. I know I've never ever felt like this before. I don't know to do, but then that's nothing new. Stuck between hell and hot water, I need a cure to make it through. Hey,
dancing,
nothing left for me to do but
dance.
All these bad times I'm going through, just
dance.
Hey, got candy in my ears tonight, baby. You know this boogie is my real guy. So much candy.
Get up.
on this. Get up on your feet before the night is through for you, woman. Get down to the beat. Bump it, stomp it, jam. Trip on this. Get up, get up, get busy, do it. Get up and move that body. Get up, people, now get down to it.
Before the night is over.
Get up, get up, get busy, do it. I wanna see you party. Get up, people, now get down to it.
Before the night is over.
1, 2, I'm a party. 3, 4, so get your butt on the floor. 5, 6, know you dig the mix. 7, 8, let it shake. Get down, we got to take a stand. Now that we're in demand. Party all night, cut the mic. Do what's right and you just might. Win a battle you never fought. Just by checking this record, you boy. Over and on again. Get with it and do that thing.
Get up, get up, get busy, do it. Get up and move that body. Get up, people, now get down to it.
Before the night is over.
Get up, get up, get busy, do it. I wanna see you party. Get up, people, now get down to it.
Before the night is over.
Get up, get up, get busy, do it. Get up and move that body. Get up, people, now get down to it.
Before the night is over.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.